This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time to check in with the Up-Level Dairy Podcast. Here's Peggy Coffey.
Jamie Pagel-Witz-Pollack, the chairwoman here at Pagel Family Businesses, which includes a dairy business side as well as a cheese business side.
Well, here we raise our calves, heifers, and cows. So we are taking care of our animals from day one. So we have our calf ranch, which is about 5 miles down the road. Our heifer location is about 1 hour away. And we are milking about 12,000 milking cows at multiple sites. We do also haul our own milk now, so we're in control of our milk. And we are making cheese right here on site. We make cheese curds, string, whips, and snow cheddar.
And when you say cheese, we're not just talking any cheese, we're talking award-winning cheese.
Yeah, so currently we are making curd, whip, and string, and we've won many awards, and we have a high quality, and I think a lot of it, again, is the quality of the milk that's going into that cheese, and the love that our employees put into that cheese makes it a little bit better too.
Pagel Family Businesses includes the dairy business side, and it also includes the cheese business side. And you are chairwoman of the business.
Yes, so it's my job as chairwoman to make sure that we're taking care of all the families that work for us and taking care of all the Pagel Family Businesses. So we created a board, we meet monthly. The other hat I wear is director of culture. So I make sure that we are providing a healthy culture for all of our employees at all the businesses, and then also taking good care of our employees. So we each split up what our strengths are. So JJ, he's the CEO and he's taking care of the operations and he focuses on the dairy side. Brian focuses on the maintenance side and the cheese side. And then I focus on the culture and employees.
That piece of defining a culture and making it something that permeates throughout the businesses, that's your passion, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, too, is when we operated everything with Dad, Dad was always so positive and radiant, and it was all about having that positive culture and the we win and how can everybody contribute and how can we accomplish our goals and just always radiating positivity. And I love working with the employees, and that's my passion, and I love doing that. And I think that it isn't always easy, and we always have things to work on, but we're always working on creating the best culture we can within all our businesses. So.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe the culture here?
Well, I think that we have a positive culture, a culture that is focused on family, on trust, having a little fun if we can, a lot of passion and hard work. And so try to instill our values, and that is by living first, which is family, integrity, respect, sustainability, and trust.
Is there anything that you have learned that you've been sharing with others that can help them, whether their path is part of a family business, whether the path is as a mom?
I think a lot of it is making the time is one piece of it, and then doing the things that make you happy is a second piece of it. So making the time to spend with your family and friends and doing all the things that make you happy and bring you joy, but making the time to take care of yourself too from a health standpoint, mm-hmm. Take that time to get the exercise in, make the time to take those vitamins, make the time to make dinner together as a family, make the time. A lot of us don't make the time because now we're so busy in the hustle and bustle, we aren't making the time. We're just getting through the day. And then all of a sudden you get to 9 o'clock at night and you haven't been present. You don't even know what you did that whole entire day because you're on your phones. You're involved so with so many things, you don't make the time.
Jamie Pagel-Witz-Pollack is the chairwoman of Pagel Family Businesses.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tomorrow, we'll get an update on U.S. dairy exports with Krista Harden here on Dairy Radio Now.